We are live at Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers and Rangers wrapping up this three-game series, and we have been very fortunate to have a great umpiring crew all three games, and it's headed by a record setter now. 2 weeks ago in Chicago, Cowboy Joe West became the man that has umpired more games than any other umpire in Major League Baseball history, a record that stood for 80 years held by Bill Clem. Joe West joins us right now. Joe, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What does the record mean to you, Joe?
It means I'm old. But no, it was quite an honor. We had a lot of people come back for it. I got congratulatory cards and letters and phone calls, and my phone blew up for the next 3 days, and it was just quite an outpouring of affection and love, and I got a lot of congratulatory remarks from people who yelled at me and hated me for years, you know, so it was quite interesting.
I ask players this all the time. What allows them to endure for so long? For you, over 40 years, your first game that you umpired in Major League Baseball was 1976. What has kept you going this long?
Well, you know, I don't know, other than the love for the game and wanting it to be better than when you got here. And it's one of those things I tell people all the time. An umpire has three responsibilities. The first one's to the game of baseball, and that might not mean the commissioner's office. And the second one's to your profession of umpiring, and that might not mean the union. And your third is to do what you know in your heart is honestly, moral, and correct. And if you do those in that order, everything you do will be right. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to get argued with or yelled at or have stuff thrown at you, but you'll be right. And it's tough sometimes to put them in that order, but your whole thing is about trying to be as good as you can be, which everyone on the field tries to do that too. You know, everybody forgets it. Vince Lombardi never said winning is the only thing. He never said that. He said the will to win is, and that's what you have to think of is – you have to strive to be the very best you can be no matter what you do.
What do you think the biggest growth, I guess, from year to year has been for you as far as when you first started in 1976 to where you are right now? The dean of all the umpires, a man that has umpired more games than any other in Major League Baseball history.
Well, I think the greatest thing is our teaching of the umpires from beginning to end has gotten to a level which is really good, because the hardest part of this job is getting to this level, mm-hmm. because there's only 76 of us. And you got old coots like me that won't leave. So these young guys, you know, I keep telling them, hurry up and get a job. And they say, well, why don't you retire? You know, but the greatest improvement we've probably had in this game is the teaching techniques that we use to get umpires to the level that they are here. I mean, when replay came out, there was a lot of umpires that were against it, because they thought replay would take our job. What replay did was it helped us. It helped us improve our positioning. It helped us improve our timing. It helped us improve everything you do, because when you go into replay and everybody has to go to replay, you get to see everybody's plays, not just 1 week's worth of your plays, everybody's plays. You get to see what happened in St. Louis. You get to see what happened in New York. You get to see what happened in Anaheim. And you get to watch everybody's play, and especially the plays – that are unique and different, and something might happen where rules involved. So the replay system has helped umpiring get better, and I think that's a marvelous tool for us. And there again, I don't like to look at ESPN and see that, well, the game was lost because an umpire missed the call. Now we're getting everything right, and that's a good thing.
Joe, you've seen the evolution of umpiring and technology and how they've blended together, like you just mentioned. How unfortunate is it that they have that K-zone box on television broadcasts now, and it seems like umpires' strike zones are micromanaged on every single pitch?
Yeah, but they were micromanaged before they had that box, and the one thing about the K-zone is it's linear. And the strike zone's three-dimensional, and people forget that. There are certain times where the pitch is going to hit the strike zone, and that linear line is not going to know that. And then there are other times that, you know, that linear line shows that the umpire was exactly right. So what were they arguing about, you know? And the great, you know, they have never perfected a machine that can call a check swing and a pitch at the same time. So, you know, I'm pretty comfortable with with what's going on with us. I mean, we use that system to grade umpires that we think you might have missed this pitch, or you might be calling this pitch too low or too high or whatever. But you use it as a teaching tool, and that's the uniqueness of it. If you use it as a teaching tool, they'll get better. It's just like a hitter. He goes in, well, why did I miss that pitch? Why did I strike out? Well, then you look at it and you say, oh, well, I was off balance. I didn't read the pitch right. So everybody's doing it. So let's just do it for the right reasons.
Cowboy Joe West is our guest here at Dodger Stadium. The first time he's been here since he broke the all-time umpiring record. And I know players have said how much they love coming to Dodger Stadium to play. For an umpire of your stature to come to Dodger Stadium, what's it like for you?
Well, I can remember the first time I came here, and I rode around it three times before I could find out where we parked. But, I mean, this was one of the great stadiums that's ever been built, because of the way they built it and everything that the O'Malley's did to put it together was smart. I mean, people forget that Walter O'Malley wanted to open a dome stadium in Brooklyn, and they wouldn't let him. Mm-hmm. So he decided to come out here, and the history of it is really crazy. A lot of people don't realize he wanted to go to San Francisco. He didn't want to come here.
I never knew that.
Yeah, he wanted to go to San Francisco because he was a banker, and San Francisco was a banking community. And in the late 50s, all they had out here was orange groves and Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly.
But San Francisco wouldn't give him the land to build his own ballpark. So he switched in the last minute with the owner named Horace Stoneham, and that the rest of it's history.
Vin Scully, such a big part of Dodger history. We all remember before every first pitch, the umpiring crew turns around and tipped their cap and saluted Vin. What are your feelings about Vin Scully? How well did you know Vin, and what was the origin of that?
Well, Vince was told by Walter O'Malley, you know, you're working in the greatest sport in the history of America, and you're working in the best league in the history of America. And Mr. O'Malley said, I don't want you to say anything negative about anybody. And so I think Vince kind of followed that advice, and he's had such a great voice. And one of the greatest tributes I had this past week, or the past 2 weeks, was Vince Scully called me to congratulate me. So I was really touched by that.
Wow, to hear that voice on the other end of the phone, even for Joe West, that's got to make you emotional.
It made me feel really good. It made me did.
Joe, before I let you go, you always talk about, or you hear about, the relationships in the game. What will you miss most about umpiring once your career is over?
Well, I think it's the fact that you're out there trying to do the very best you can, and the players respect that out of you, and your peers respect that out of you. And the coolest thing that you do out there is you're witnessing a piece of history every day. It's just some days they're a little bit bigger than others.
That's well said. That's the way we'll end it.
Okay.
Joe West, thanks a lot for the time. Congratulations on such a great career, and continue the singing once it's all done.
All right. Thank you so much.